morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Freedom from Pain with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. We'd like to remind you that next Saturday, July 19th, we will be starting our one-hour program at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Cable Radio Network. Now, if you'd like to know what channel that is, that station, it's cable radio. That means your cable channel will have a radio station. So you won't see a picture, but you will hear our voices. Call 1-800-336-2225 to check what cable station is in your area. Or you can check out their website at crni.net. We will continue the show at 11:30 on KPLS. So
talk to them and find out how you can listen. Let's say you don't have cable TV, you can listen through the website, through the internet. Mm-hmm. So this show will be broadcast internationally for people who even out of the country can listen from the internet.
Right. So, is there anything else we'd like to tell our audience?
Well, those people who are still without the cable or internet, you can listen to a second half of our show, and we'll try to pick at least one guest per half an hour.
Right.
But we'll be talking a lot more about factors that I refrained from talking before because we started out in a Christian station.
Right.
And we can actually say even chi to them was not too good. That's just life. Life, energy, that gives you the life, okay? But we never talk about numerology, astrology, and feng shui. Those are the really major factor, much more than nutrition and stress.
Mm-hmm. Because some people don't eat very healthily, but they're still very healthy.
Yes,
Which kind of goes into other factors that affect them.
That's right. You know, many of you say, well, how come I don't talk too much about nutrition? Okay, there are so many books, and most of the books have correct information, except that they put secondary factors, which are the material factors, such as vitamin, calcium, minerals. They are important, but not as important as the invisible energetic factor, not as important as the soul of the food. The soul of the food, or the energy part of food, and you need to balance that first before
Right. Should we get to our first guest?
Yeah, let's talk to our first guest, okay?
Okay.
Vicky.
Hello, Vicky.
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome
hi,
to our
Vicky.
Show.
Hi, thank you.
Tell us where you're from and what you do.
I'm from Lancaster, California, and I'm a teacher, third grade teacher.
Oh, she's been on our show before, I remember, Vicky.
A couple of times.
Yeah, I have.
And the reason that why you tell us a little brief story of what happened to you and what did we do to you.
Well, Dr. Tong has been treating me since last October, and he was treating me basically for fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, carpal tunnel in both arms, and so it was a lot of muscle pain, fatigue, even some depression along with the rheumatoid arthritis. And I was on, like, anywhere from 7 to 10 different medicines. And since I've been seeing Dr. Tong, I went off of all medications. And I've been doing really good.
Yeah, from the very...
Feeling great.
From the very first treatment, you dropped all the medications.
Right, after the first treatment, I decided I'm just going to try this and didn't go on any of my medicines. And I've been doing really good, good. I've been feeling great.
At the time that you saw me, you were on 12 different medications.
Around 10, yeah.
10 or 12, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it was terrible, and the medications were even causing a lot more symptoms than my chronic illnesses. So,
what were some of the side effects from your medication?
I would even get more fatigued, even though it was supposed to be helping me, and then I would even just, I think even though I was on an antidepressant, I didn't see any benefits of that. I think I was still depressed, and I think the worst thing was the fatigue. Even though, and they say, a lot of those medicines can cause that. But that was one of the symptoms I was trying to get rid of in the first place.
Right.
So,
Vicki, how long have you had these symptoms, like the depression, your fibromyalgia, how long have you been suffering from it before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Probably since a car accident that I had in 1995. Okay. I think after that, and I had to have physical therapy.
So for about 8 years then.
Yeah, but it had mainly gotten so bad and a lot worse, during last year. And that's when I, decided I was tired of all the medications and sought out Dr. Tong.
I think depression is actually a huge problem in the States.
I think we'll talk about more about it next time on our one-hour program. Recently, there's a guy that really a model citizen in Irvine, Joseph Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And
he worked in Albertsons.
Yeah, Albertsons, and he was really a model fireman and spent 45 minutes trying to revive somebody on CPR, and everybody worked with him in the past. Said he was good. Then he started hearing voices, depressed, and get out of whack. But every time he went to UC Irvine, St. Joseph, or any place, they kept him for 2 days and sent him home with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how the drugs harm you? Drugs make your liver and kidney work harder and drain the liver and kidney of energy.
Yeah, the way that they treat depression is completely wrong.
Right. And with mine, it was like supposedly symptomatic from my rheumatoid arthritis, which, at the time I wasn't even aware that could cause that.
If you're in pain, of course you're going to be depressed because you can't do anything.
Right. And it would spur that, in you. So you want to trust everyone, who's telling you all these things. But like I said, I really didn't feel benefits from the medication like they were supposed to be anyway.
Right.
But mainly I was calling because I had, I've been doing so well. And then as a teacher, we're urged every 4 years to get a TB shot, a TB test.
Okay.
And after that, this year, for whatever reason, and I've been teaching for about 15 years, and so... it hadn't ever affected me, but this time, for some reason, I had some kind of a allergic reaction or a reaction to the TB shot, and it was like I went in like on a Monday around 5 o'clock for the shot, and on Tuesday morning I woke up just with all my symptoms back, my muscle pain, fatigued, I had swelling of the hands and feet kind of from my arthritis, and it was awful, and I couldn't figure out exactly what it was. At first I thought it might be the flu, but then I didn't have any of those other symptoms that you might get with the flu, I didn't have a fever. I didn't feel like, nauseous or sick. Like, I still felt able to eat, and I felt, but I just had all my other symptoms back. And so I came down to Dr. Tong the following day then, and he did his treatments, and sure enough, it seemed like in the areas that he treated me for the liver, that was the most painful because he, like he described, he was probably getting out the toxins of the TB, but from my body, and normally that area didn't, you know, near bother me as much as it did after this TB shot. And I really felt like I had an allergic reaction to that. And he was going to talk today a little bit about shots and, you know.
That's right. See, we think that vaccines and TB tests, which is required for, you know, for even a staff in the hospital or any employment.
Or children.
Okay? Children, okay? Mm-hmm. But they are not harmless, okay? When you are in marginal health and not fully recover, mm-hmm. then your liver is already overworked. The liver in a modern American is overworked with all the toxin already. Mm-hmm. The number one most abused organ is the liver. And you put all this toxin in, and now they talk about smallpox and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, smallpox, I mean, you can
they
get...
They killed two nurses already. The
self-inoculation with a virus, it's horrible. And they had the students in Florida,
yes.
75 of them, you
but
know,
they do not publicize that. Okay, they keep on pushing it because the drug company are bought off our government officials, and so that the government keep pushing it on you. So you need to really learn the right information. Otherwise, you get hurt.
So did you get a treatment after you had this reaction?
Yes, and right after the treatment, I felt like 100% better.
That's wonderful.
I could just feel, you know, the toxin leave in my body, actually, you know. And, you know, of course, when I consulted my doctor, you know, and mentioned that I thought maybe, you know, that I did have a reaction to the TB test, that, you know, they right away, oh, no, couldn't be that, you know.
They always deny it.
Yeah.
They always deny it. Any drug reaction, any other thing, they always deny it because that's the only thing they know.
Mm-hmm.
And if they deny, if they say that, oh, the drug's so bad for you, they have no other thing to treat you with.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I have found some other physicians, Western physicians, have been open. Like my family doctor is real interested in what Dr. Tong does, and he keeps, you know, tabs on me through X-rays and different blood tests, you know, just to make sure, you know, everything's still going good. Mm-hmm. But he's really been amazed by how well I've been doing with Dr. Tong.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Dr. Tong. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows and more information. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Well, Vicki, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
If you guys have questions, you can call us now at 800-551-3880. And a call to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. Okay, let's get to our next guest, DeWitt. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hi, DeWitt.
Welcome to our show.
Hey, Dr. Tong.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing a lot better. You really helped me a lot.
Great.
I can't thank you enough. It's been really great.
Can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm a webmaster here down at Cal State Long Beach, and I work in a real high-stress job here.
Yes.
And, I don't know, it's been going on for about a year, and I just, you know, couldn't sleep at night. And I just basically went to several doctors. I was with HMO.
HMO, yes.
Yeah, and I went to them, and they did a little test on me, and they told me that I have a mild form of sleep apnea.
Sleep apnea.
And they said that they did some more tests, and they said it's not that bad, but it could get worse. And then they wanted to fit me with this mouth thing. I don't know what it is, the C-pad or whatever this thing is called.
Yeah, that's what my aunt uses.
Yeah, and like I saw this thing, and I said, man, no way, man. You know, I'm not like an astronaut. I mean, this thing was really scary. You know, look at this thing. They fit this mouthpiece over your nose and your mouth.
So you can breathe when you sleep.
Yeah, and they said I only have to use this thing. I said, no way.
You remember?
So I started looking for other things, you know, and I did some acupuncturists. I went to several, and then I went to a certain level, and then it would kind of tail off, you know. I went to several, and it would work for a while, but then I would kind of, like, lapse back into this kind of panic breathing thing. And so I just happened to come across Dr. Tong's website. Actually, I heard the radio show first, and then I looked at the website.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I found him. And then I went there. The first treatment that he gave me, I was a little bit afraid about it. It did hurt a little bit for the first treatment. But the second treatment, it didn't hurt all that much, really. And that's when I noticed the big difference. Actually, the first night that after the first treatment, I slept really for 10 hours for the first time in about like 4 years.
Yes.
Without waking up at all?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I used to wake up a lot at night. You know, I used to wake up and go back to sleep and wake up and go back to sleep. And that's when I knew
after
I was
in trouble. Treatment?
Yeah, and then the second treatment I just had last Thursday. And, I mean, it's like I feel really great. I mean, so I'm letting everybody know that it does work.
So you've only had two treatments?
Yeah, and then like it works. So
yeah, that's that's a difference between my treatment and acupuncture. Same principle, but this is so much more powerful.
Mm-hmm. Acupuncture is very weak.
Yeah, not only is it the modality, but also I really have a lot of experience now, even treating myself. So I know exactly what to do.
And it's how you treat the point, too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to wake up tired, correct? And you wake
I used to wake up real tired, and I said, oh, man, I got to go to work again today, and I'm really tired, you know. But now it's feel great. I mean, like, I'm actually down at work now. I mean, that's where I'm calling from now.
Yeah, great.
Wonderful.
We actually have another nurse that was on our sixth or seventh show that have sleep apnea and use a mouthpiece for a long time. And I have other patients that tell me horror story that they take out the uvula, they do all kinds of surgery, basically using patients as guinea pig and do all kinds of terrible surgery and never work.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what I can do. One or two treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they actually told me that, you know, I could either do the mouthpiece and then wait for about 3 months and then get this operation. And then they said,
it's only
like 52% effective.
Oh, my God.
So there's a chance that it may work and it may not work. And you know, I was scared to death of this, you know. And, I feel like going out, working, and doing stuff.
Good
and,
for you.
And so I'm letting everybody know this does work. Like I said, I was a little bit afraid of it, but now that I see that it does.
You were also afraid to talk in the radio show before and talk you into sharing it, and you didn't seem like you're afraid at all.
I kind of was, but, you know, after you, I don't know what you've done, but just calm me down a little bit here. I don't know how you did it, but whatever you did, you
I
did
hit
it.
You over the head with a hammer.
I kind of joke with people and talk to people a lot. I feel comfortable around people.
I mean, it doesn't only treat the physical symptoms, but your emotions and just your mental clarity is just, it's amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, great.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Sure. Join us again soon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Dr. Tong. That was DeWitt on the phone. He has been suffering from sleep apnea for a year. And he's had two treatments with Dr. Tong, and he has, after the first treatment, he slept through the night 10 hours without waking up. He wakes up refreshed, and he's even mentally and emotionally more stable, calm. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Anna. Let's get to Anna.
Morning, doctor.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Oh, it's so good to hear you.
Yeah, Anna is not a scheduled guest, but she called in because she's, I guess, she's feeling very good with my treatment. So,
you know, I had the herniated disc and my sciatic nerve. It was very hard for me to walk. If I walked a great distance in that, I had it for 20 years.
Oh.
So anyway, it's after the first treatment, doctor, I just felt like $100, or more than that.
$100 cheap today.
I felt like a million.
Oh,
good,
wow.
Okay.
Anyway, it was just wonderful.
Yes.
How many? You've had two treatments now? Anna?
Yes, two treatments.
How much pain you still have?
My whole existence, I feel like I've been lifted.
Yes.
I can breathe better and I just have a different outlook, you know, and I'm just so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
You sound so happy, Anna.
I am happy. I'm going to start crying. Oh, no, I can't cry anymore.
20 years of pain. Okay?
Yeah.
That's and two treatment. You're almost like...
And what kind of, what treatments did you have before?
Well, I used to have the chiropractor, you know, and all that type of treatment that they gave.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you went through all that, but really, you didn't feel that terrific.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still felt hurt, sore.
It's like you feel like you have to continue getting the treatments in order to feel
at a
certain level.
Yeah, but then you didn't know how long you had to take them because you didn't feel any, basically, that much relief.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second point I want to make is that I don't just treat back pain.
No.
I treat Anna. I treat your whole person. I make you happy, and I treat your energy and everything else. No, you just cannot treat back pain only.
No. And also, I wanted to ask you about the vitamins.
Yes.
And supplements, and also the Synthroid.
Yes. Okay, number one is that do not take vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
People do not eat. Throughout history of humankind, we don't eat vitamins. We eat food with
mm-hmm.
vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
You eat vitamins that are synthesized in the laboratory, you don't get all the vitamins known in nature. We
mm-hmm.
have not found all the vitamins. But the most important thing is that besides the missing unknown factor that work as a team, is that vitamins, when you break it up from a food, loses the chi,
mm-hmm.
doesn't have the life.
Uh-huh.
So the supplement give you a whole food supplement that have life, that chi to it. So
uh-huh.
don't take vitamins. And number two, don't take Synthroid. Your thyroid is supposed to synthesize your thyroid hormone. That's why I make your thyroid work. By bringing the life back to the thyroid makes its own hormones.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to make the thyroid atrophy by bringing in hormone from the outside.
Right.
It's a different amount. It's not the same amount. You know, it's not physiologic. You hurt your thyroid.
And then when you stop taking it, your thyroid
you have more energy.
Know how to work.
You have more energy now after only two treatments. So why do you want to take the synthetic hormones? That's right, exactly.
Yeah, the doctor says you just have to have it.
No.
Number one rule, don't listen to any other MD except this one.
That's
right.
Oh,
that's a joke, okay?
No,
but,
it's a joke.
But, yeah, it's a joke, okay? But most MD, when they ask you to take drugs or take hormone therapy, wrong.
I'm glad, I'm so happy that I found you on the air, doctor, because you've just been so happy for our family here.
Yeah, you heard us from a radio show. Is that how you found us?
That's how I heard you.
Yeah.
And I've been telling everybody I know about it.
Great.
About your show, but about now, I'll be telling them about you and how you have helped, you know?
Yes.
And that way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, doctor.
Hopefully
have a
we'll
nice
hear
weekend,
from you
okay?
soon.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. All right, let's get to our next caller, Jackie.
Jackie?
Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi,
yes.
Welcome to our show.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to hear your voice, and especially Dr. Tong's, too.
Yes.
did you want to ask me anything before I ask the question
no,
I have?
No, ask your question.
Yeah, ask your question.
You're from Lakewood. You want,
okay.
to, want to ask something on chemical poisoning?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was it. I have many friends and a very close one right at the moment that has been either chemically exposed or has gotten has been around mold and fungus, you know, in schools and so on that have just really devastated their health.
Okay.
And
now,
wondered if you know how to handle it.
Do I know how to handle it?
Yes.
Is there an answer for it?
Okay, now let me tell you. Okay, I tell you, use some logic. Number one is that drug would be the worst thing you can do in this case, right? Because you already
are
poisoned,
right.
Overloaded.
That's
so
right.
Just like in a case of cancer, okay, you don't want chemotherapy because cancer is a toxic state.
And so you're putting more toxins
right.
in and making weakening yourself.
Chemical poisoning
right.
is another thing. You know, you are already overloaded with chemical poison. And drugs, even though you legalize it, okay, legalize it and then change the chemical toxicity.
Right. It's still
okay,
drug.
You say drug-free, our government, a drug-free program, will never be drug-free.
We're not drug-free.
We'll never be drug-free.
I mean, last year, the drug lobbyists, it increased $100 million.
They meant illegal drugs, okay? But legal drug is just as bad, okay? The way to treat it, you get the body's healing power. Number one, you detoxify. Okay, you get things that detoxify your body and get the qi and the liver and strengthen your liver,
and
strengthen
kidney.
Your kidney, okay? So that one can detoxify, one can get rid of it and minimize it by teaching you what to eat, by
mm-hmm.
balancing your body. I treat everybody the same way except different point, different balances.
Mm-hmm.
You can
mm-hmm.
feel better almost right away if you're not like terminal stage. Okay, if you're younger,
right.
easy to treat. If the duration is shorter, easy to treat.
Mm-hmm.
Longer and older person are more difficult. But this is the only way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go to regular doctors, it's a waste of time.
Yes.
Yeah, tell them to
okay.
give a call. We open until 2 o'clock this
mm-hmm.
afternoon, and it takes 5 weeks to see me. So make an appointment.
Okay.
You'll not regret it.
Mm-hmm. Jackie,
right.
thank you
I
so much for
them.
Calling us.
You're very welcome.
Have a great
thank
weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Okay, we have one last guest, a couple more minutes. Let's talk to Keith. Hello, Keith.
Hello, this is Keith. How you doing?
Hi,
welcome
Keith.
To our show.
Hey, yes. How you guys doing?
We're
fine.
Great. We're wonderful.
Yeah, I'm doing great, too.
You yes. sound great.
Except seeing Dr. Tom.
Well, Keith, you know, Keith suffered from depression. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he his wife is my patient, and she was on the show before Tina, and Tina said my husband still loves me, but not in love with me.
Oh.
So pretty sad. So
are you in love with her now, Keith?
Yes, we're doing great.
Oh, that's so wonderful! I love to hear that. That just made my day.
Well,
yeah.
Summarize.
Yeah, we only have a couple minutes, so tell us quickly what happened.
I mean, the biggest thing, like I said, is I've gotten off of all of the medications, the
right.
you know, the drugs that the psychiatrist and everybody
number
gives you.
Number one.
Wellbutrin and the Celexa and all the other stuff. And
Zoloft.
And it's just great. And
after how many treatments were you able to get rid of the drugs?
One.
One treatment.
First treatment, I was off.
One treatment.
And
yeah.
I felt better. I slept better.
Yes.
I woke up feeling refreshed.
Yes.
And you're in love with your wife again.
Yes.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
It's so wonderful.
And how long have you been married to her for?
For 22.
Oh.
Wow, yes.
22 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you see, Dr. Tong not only treats your physical health, but your love life, your marriage. Is that not true?
It's great. I mean, plus I'm off my glaucoma medicine, and I'm off my high blood pressure medicine. It's great.
Oh, my gosh. And how many treatments have you had now?
Just two.
Two treatments?
Just two.
And you've been suffering from depression for how long?
Oh, for probably about maybe about 2 years now, probably. Mm.
And terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, you do not sound like you're depressed, Keith.
Not anymore.
Keith, thank you so much for joining us. Sorry, we're going to have to say bye, but hopefully we can have you on again so we can talk to you more.
Yeah, we should, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. We hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions for Dr. Tong during the week, you can call him for a free quick phone consultation or give us a call now at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Next week, we're starting our one-hour show at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on CRN and 11:30 a.m. on KPLS AM 830, Hot Talk Radio. Join us next Saturday. Have a great weekend.